The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Halloween edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 31st of October, 2019. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Facebook is digging deep, and it ain't for an apology or saying sorry. Just more about giving money. Facebook, yes, has agreed to pay the UK £500,000 for that Cambridge Analytics scandal. That's about 644,000 Zuck bucks. But with this money deal, Facebook also is not going to admit any wrongdoing. Now, those of you asking, why wasn't it more? Well, we kind of thought the same thing. However, the £500,000 fine, well, it's the maximum allowed punishment. That's under the current laws that are in place. Facebook's actual statement was, we are pleased to have reached a settlement with the ICO. As we've said before, we wish we had done more to investigate claims about the Cambridge Analytic in 2015. We've made major changes to our platform back then, significantly restricting the information which app developers could access. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Facebook got off a little bit easy, didn't they? Hey, about to go update your Apple HomePod? Don't do it! Actually, I don't think you can do it now, but if you did already, boy, am I sorry for you. Apple has actually pulled its iOS 13.2 update because it's bricking HomePods. Not that you probably used it much anyways, so it was kind of a brick over there in the corner anyways to begin with. Nonetheless, though, if you were using it, you ain't using it now. Yes, the old audio OS, that's what Apple uses for its HomePod, was released yesterday and then quickly withdrawn because multiple users on Reddit, Twitter, you name it, the social media platform, it was there, started running into issues with their HomePods, as in they couldn't use them. Not only that, Apple Music actually went offline temporarily too. We don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but it probably does. Seems like there's a lot of bugs in the systems over there at Apple nowadays. Now, Apple support has reached out, says they're working on it. Now, we should be seeing a fix pretty soon. Staying with Apple News, hey, here's some good news. Apple Music is now going to come with Apple TV Plus for free, if you're a student. Yes, that's correct. If you're a student, Apple has confirmed it will be bundling those two things together. That's only going to set you back $4.99 a month. Wow! Though they are saying the deal will only be available to new subscribers, and it's only going to be for a limited time. Now, of course, access to the bundle deal will run out once the user loses their student status, aka they graduate or drop out. So I guess it's good news for those new students out there. If you're about to graduate, maybe you'll just hang on for a few more years, huh? Or unless you're a student that just wants to be a full-time student for the rest of their life. Bad news for cord cutters over there in the U.S. That is, if you're using the PlayStation View service. It's not going to be continuing after January of 2020. Yes, they are shutting it down, they announced yesterday. In fact, Sony was actually trying to sell the service, but didn't get any takers. Sony says it has to do with the highly competitive pay TV industry out there, and because of the expensive content and network deals it has to deal with, it's no longer feasible for them to have the streaming TV service. Now, PlayStation fans will be able to continue to access TV and movie content through the PlayStation Store, but as far as live TV goes, yeah, it's a no-go after January 30. And finally, speaking of streaming TV, yeah, you can't talk about it without talking about Netflix. Except this time, you might have to talk about Netflix really, really fast. I mean, super, super fast. Why am I talking so fast? Because that's exactly what Netflix wants to give to you. All right, I'll slow it down. Yes, apparently, Netflix wants to let you watch movies at twice their speed. They're currently testing this feature to allow a small group of Android phone users out there actually change the playback speed of what they're watching. Netflix is doing this so that you can jam more content in your lives at half the time. Now, of course, the folks out in Hollywood, yeah, they're not really happy about this. Particularly film producers and directors. You know, the ones that made the film at the correct speed, that want you to watch it at the correct speed? You know, so you could kind of appreciate it and observe what it's worth instead of absorbing it like a sponge and then forgetting about it, like we do with so much content nowadays. Nonetheless, though, this is one of just the few features that Netflix is currently testing out for mobile Android users. Other things they're doing, say brightness levels of an episode directly in the episode window. Yeah, that's kind of a nice feature, I guess. And also giving customers the ability to more directly directly control different language audio. No word yet if all these new features will hit prime time, but if they do come about, we'll be the first to let you know right here on the BTN News Show. Have you got a story? And no one else is listening, will send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us over at our official website at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is powered by those lovely folks over there at TSO Host. If you need great, reliable, fantastic web hosting with fantastic customer support, you got to give them a try. TSOHost.com. Go check them out for yourself today. You can also check us out on our Facebook page over there, too. Give us a like, you know, if you like us, or just even if you don't like us, give us a like. It helps us out. That's at Facebook.com/BritishTechNetwork. Also on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And don't forget about our BTN community at our Slack room. So much conversations going on over there. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show. Well, we won't be with you tomorrow. Yes, it's actually a holiday for myself over here in the Philippines, so I'm going to be taking the day off. However, though, we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that happens over the next few days. But until then, have a safe and fun Halloween. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.